You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, Amanda, I don't know if I can talk. This place is going crazy. The phones haven't stopped ringing.
I can't believe you posted the picture, Walt. What the hell?
I know. It was a stupid move. I took it down, but people screenshot it and reposted it.
I asked you to delete it.
You know he deserved it. I wanted to fuck with him like he fucked with me.
So you're using my trauma to get back at him?
No, that's not what I'm doing.
You know I'm getting tweeted by every lunatic Marvel fan on Earth, right?
Oh, please, they're just trolls.
They're telling me I need to suck it up and get over it.
Who cares what those losers think?
The kids who take my classes, and their parents, one of whom I happen to be seeing, or at least I was, he just texted to cancel our date tonight.
Amanda, trust me. This will blow over soon, the next story will drop, and you'll be back to your same old little life down there again.
My what?
You know what I mean.
My little life. Walt, do you hear yourself? You're turning into everything we used to make fun of.
Thanks. Feels great to be supported by my best friend, especially when I'm here alone, my boss is under investigation, and it's all on me. I'm so sorry that this has inconvenienced you, but I just found out the love of my life is a fraud, so stop being a drama queen and cut me some damn slack.
No problem, Walt.
I gotta go to work. I'll call you later.
Right.
Down to the line agency.
Hey, Walt. It's Gail from Deadline. How are ya?
Busy. What's up?
So that piece I was prepping on Noah Pitt Guilford, it just got a lot juicier. What can you tell me about the photo you posted? The people at Marvel are saying it was a fake.
If Marvel says it's a fake, then it's a fake.
Yeah, but what do you say?
I say you can direct any further questions to Noah's new representative, Tegan Hughes at Vibe.
Oh, this keeps getting better. Thank you, Walt.
Don Levine Agency.
Hey, it's Brad Zeller at The Times, calling for a comment on Noah Pitt Guilford and Marvel.
The Times? Okay. I think you need to talk to his new rep.
But you're at the center of this, no?
I need to take this other line. He's with Tegan Hughes at Vibe. Don Levine Agency.
Hi, it's Peg Kelly at Fox News. What can you tell me about...
Gross.
Guten Tag! It's me in Berlin. Did you drop some photo of your boyfriend on social? Because my comic book Reddit group is obsessed with Jackrabbit. And suddenly all they talk about is that janky picture of him skeeving out on that sleeping girl. I thought he was gay. Anyway, the club I was DJing at got busted for selling horse tranquilizers. Yeah. But I'm not coming home yet. I met this hot Claudia Schiffer lookalike, who might actually be Claudia Schiffer. I just don't speak German. Would you do me a favor? My parents think I'm still in New York, so if they stop by, tell them I'm at class. Oh yeah, they also think I'm getting my doctorate at Columbia.
What do you want, Tegan?
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, Tegan, you're breaking up.
Don't be a dick.
I'm not the dick here. Talk to your client.
What about ethics?
Ethics? You set me up to fail, you stole my clients and my computer, and now you're talking to me about ethics?
That was business. Why do you have to make it personal?
Because I'm a person. It is personal.
Don't pretend you have feelings. You're an agent. You're like all of us. You'd sell your mother for a good job. And you know what? I respect you for it. It's gonna make you a shit ton of money.
Right.
You're good, Walt. You knew how this was gonna go down from the beginning, didn't you? You knew Kirk would leave me the moment I took on Noah.
He left?
This morning. He says he's quitting the business. But you knew that already.
I really didn't.
Okay. That's how you want to play it. I'll make you a deal. A peace accord. You issue a statement that the picture was a deep fake, someone hacked your Twitter, and you're furious. I'll get you a job here, so you don't have to slum it anymore.
Why would I want to work there?
Oh, I don't know. Money? Status? Any boy you want to date saying yes to you? You can say fuck off to Noah, get yourself a share in East Hampton, and make your friends and family hate their lives.
You can really get me a job at Vibe?
My boss authorized this call.
It's Dinah. I need to get this.
Think about it.
Dinah, hi.
Have you heard anything from him?
Noah?
Spencer. He never came back from St. Bart's.
Oh, no.
All our accounts are emptied, and my phone's shut off. I have to make calls from my landline like it's 1997.
I'm so sorry.
That fucker! I looked on his hygienist's Instagram, and she was with him on that island. I made the worst mistake of my life choosing him over Bruce.
Bruce Morton? The casting director?
Oh, it was a million years ago.
I can't believe you dated.
Except we couldn't actually afford to go on a date. He lived next to Café Luxembourg, and we sometimes find an old baguette and finish it in the park.
That sounds romantic, in a Lady and the Tramp kind of way.
Some of the best times are when you have nothing and you're just doing what you love. Anyway, I went with the safe, practical choice, and look where it got me.
Wow, I'm still picturing you and Bruce.
Yeah, we had fun. Anyway, I'm calling a divorce lawyer. Right after I call a criminal lawyer.
I'm sorry, Dinah. I have to say, you're handling this amazingly well.
Believe me, I'm dying inside.
I get it. I thought Noah actually liked me.
Listen to me. You and Noah were not meant to be together like that. He is not an evolved person.
Yeah.
But he is a valuable client. So try and change how you see him, all right? He is not a sexual being. He's a child you need to protect and nurture. And make money off of, okay?
About that.
Well, thank God, because basically, you're gonna have to start from scratch, living off 10% of our movie star. But the business will survive. That's all I have left.
Well, you have other things, too.
It's another lawyer. If I send them to voicemail, they charge me for leaving a message.
Go. Go, go.
Hi, you've reached Amanda and Star Makers Youth Theater. Please leave a message.
Hey, it's me. I'm sorry about before. I'm just, I'm sorry.
Hey, kiddo, what's up?
Dad, is this a bad time?
No such thing. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
It's nothing. It's just, it's hard to be alone all the time.
What do you mean?
I'm literally alone here in the office all day, every day. And my roommate, even though he's ridiculous, he was someone to talk to, and he's gone. And Amanda's pissed off at me and won't take my calls. And the only other person I was spending time with was my boyfriend. And, we broke up, so... Dad?
I'm here. I'm just... That's the first time you ever told me about a boyfriend.
Sorry, I thought you didn't want to hear. You never asked me anything about dating.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
I guess maybe I didn't. When you made those jokes about the Maricon piano bar and everything.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't even think. You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean everything about you.
Yeah.
So are you top or bottom?
Dad, gross.
Sorry, just trying to take an interest.
That's too much interest.
I'm always here. Your mother is always here, wherever she may be. And your stepmother is here, even if she's still getting used to having a 26-year-old son. I'm sorry if you boys are having trouble. But you know you're not alone.
Even if I did something I'm not proud of?
Even then. You want to talk about it?
No.
You take after me. But can I give you some advice?
I wish you would.
When it comes to the tough stuff in life, the only way around it is through it. You're gonna be okay? You wanna come home for a bit?
To work for you?
No, I know you don't want that. I hire your cousin Cesar, Dios mío. He's grateful for the job, but he wears too much cologne. Anyway, we're here if you want a little rest and some home cooking.
Thanks, Dad. But I think I'm gonna take your advice and face my problems here. I can't run away from this.
Well, don't work too hard. I love you. And good luck with the boy.
Bruce, hey.
Hey, is Dinah okay? Her phone says it's been disconnected.
Yeah, she's fine. There was some confusion with billing.
Where's her accountant?
You mean Spencer? MIA.
Figures. I don't know what's up between you and Noah, but if you wanted to screw him, it worked. Marvel is dropping him.
And that's official?
Uh-huh. Production starts in a week. They need to move quickly.
Oh. Look, I am so sorry if I put you in a bad position. It's just...
Please. You're being an agent. I don't blame you. The kid'll survive.
So, who are they going to next?
Probably Gyllenhaal. It's a shame Tegan killed Kirk's deal. They loved him.
Ugh, I know. Tegan pushes too hard. Have you called him?
No answer. No one knows where he is. Anyway, have Dinah call me back. I feel terrible for her. I wish I could help.
Just so you know, I haven't told her anything about Noah leaving.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
You know, I don't want to bring her a problem until I have a solution.
first bit of advice we got at the mailroom at William Morris.
Oh, so that's where she got it.
Yeah, and ran with it. Became an agent faster than anyone in the history of the company.
That sounds about right.
Then she decided to go out on her own, and Clooney happened, and the rest is history. Along with our ill-fated romance.
Oh, she told me you guys had a thing.
Oh, she did? Huh. I thought she forgot all about that.
Nope.
Well, I let her get away. Stupid. Anyway, have her call me.
Bruce, I'm so sorry, but Marvel Business Affairs is on the other line.
Oh, they must be calling about Gyllenhaal.
Hey, Bruce, can you do me a favor?
I guess I owe you one, don't I?
Stall them before they make the offer to Jake.
Do you know how long these deals take? They're way behind already.
An hour. For Dinah.
You have 20 minutes.
I'll take it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And now back to Rolling Calls.
Apple Technical Support, this is Elaine. I see from your phone number you have a brand new laptop. Is that the device you're calling about?
Yes, it's lost and I forgot to turn on the Find My app. Can you tell me where it was last used?
Sure. It looks like it's currently in use at the Lufthansa Lounge at Kennedy Airport. Do you want me to report that as stolen, sir?
No, it's fine. Thanks for your help.
Guten Tag, Lufthansa Lounge.
Hi, can you page someone for me, please?
Ja, was ist der Name?
Kirk Savage.
Hold, please.
Hello?
Kirk, hi.
Hello?
It's Walt, Dinah's assistant.
How did you find me?
That computer you're using, it's technically mine since I bought it and everything.
Tegan said it was a gift.
Of course she did, she's a liar.
You guys are all the same. I'm gonna lay low in Berlin for a while, and by laying low, I mean headline an EDM festival.
You do dance music?
Not really, but they don't get Tony Bennett over there. Whatever, I'm taking the money.
What would you say if I told you I could get you the Marvel job?
Are you shitting me?
I've already spoken to Bruce, but I need your word that you're committed to Dinah. Like, for life.
Whose life?
You wanna be a superhero or not? The clock is ticking.
Fine, I'm in.
Great. Get yourself here as soon as you can. I'll have contracts waiting.
Amazing.
Oh, and I need my computer back.
You're cutting out there, Walt. Gotta go. See you soon.
Hey, Marty. I got some good news for you. You are replacing Kirk Savage at the Berlin Music Festival. Check your email. I'll deduct my commission from this month's rent.
Casting.
Bruce, he's in. Kirk Savage is in for Jackrabbit.
Holy shit, you're fast. Texting with Marvel as we speak.
Do you have the initial offer they made?
I do.
Great, we'll take it as is.
You will?
If they pay his royalty on the gross.
They'll never do that.
And according to Deadline, they start on Monday, and Gyllenhaal just took a role in the DC Universe.
What?
To make it palatable, let's call it an advance on merch sales, so it doesn't set precedent.
Shit, you really might get this done. Hold on, they're texting back. Yes. Yes, it's a go. I can't believe this. You're a ninja.
He's on his way here now. Send over the paperwork.
Done.
Genius. Anything you want, it's yours.
Does your boss count? Just kidding. Don't cancel me. I'm old.
I'm done with that, believe me. Speak of the devil, she's calling in right now.
Tell her I want to take her out to celebrate.
Oh, smooth, Bruce. Will do. Dinah, I was just about to call you.
When were you going to tell me about Noah losing the job?
I was waiting until I had a solution.
Bankruptcy and divorce in the same week. I'm really crushing it, aren't I?
Dinah, please, listen to me.
I think it's time to check myself into the actor's home in Inglewood.
Kirk is coming back to us. And he's playing the Jackrabbit.
Holy shit. You're kidding me.
With royalties on the gross. I worked it all out with Bruce. I didn't want to bring you the problem until I had a solution.
You're learning.
From the best. And I'm not done yet. I still need to find Spencer. We're gonna teach him a little lesson.
Listen to yourself. You're a monster. I'm so proud of you.
Rolling Calls is written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg. Sound designed and mixed by Bart Fassbender. Dialogue edit by Brett Ashley. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and Kimberly Garris for the Broadway Podcast Network. Line produced by Mary McGowan. This podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong and produced through Gotham Fiscal Sponsorship's Sound and Light Project. Special thanks to Open Jar Studios. Make sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for more radio comedies, dramas, and interviews with the biggest names on Broadway and beyond, plus special behind-the-scenes, red carpet access, and more. Rolling Calls celebrates the Entertainment Community Fund and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and thanks them for all they do on behalf of the theater community. This episode featured Jill Abramovitz, Matt Doyle, Julie Halston, Adam Heller, Jeff Crady, Andrea Macassette, Brittany Mack, Luis Miranda, Dan Rosales, and David Rossmer. For more information on the cast and creative team, visit bpn.fm/rollingcalls.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.